Hi, I'm PC Matthew. I hope today's meditation would guide you to reflect Jesus more in your life.
Day 22, becoming like Him in His incarnation. Incarnation is a very familiar word in a polytheistic country like India. The word is often reserved solely for the gods to incarnate and not for human beings. But what is interesting about the Christian faith is that God burdens His people to go to unfamiliar territories to live as one of them, incarnating Christ in love and service. In a youth camp I was invited to speak at, there was another lady speaker by the name of Mercy Matthew. She was also called Dayabai. Her distinctive appearance startled me. She wore an attire of an Indian tribal woman. Her skin, her communication, her food habits, and even her shelter was just like the people of the village that she chose to live in. She possessed a degree in nursing, in law, and in social work, and yet none of it had any semblance to the way she lived to defend the women who were exploited in that village. She shared an incident that took place when she returned to her hometown in Kerala once. Her dad could not even recognize her as she stood at the door, and finally, after a long pause, he asked, "Isn't this a little too much?" From the door, she could see a crucifix hanging in the living room. Directly pointing at that crucifix, she responded to her dad saying, "Wasn't that also a little too much?" She reliably found her chief inspiration from her incarnate Lord, who voluntarily left the divine glory of heaven to redeem humankind. To become like Him in incarnation is challenging but not impossible. How often do we want to settle down and live undisturbedly? Not many of us would be able to undertake what Mercy Matthew did unless we are inspired by Jesus' incarnation. Yet, how do each of us in our own places choose to identify with the needs of people around us and become an answer to some of their prayers? Many of us know Jesus today because somebody willingly chose to move out of their own comfort zones. Let us pray. Lord, as we earnestly desire to become like You, help us to be willing to move out of our comfort zones to make You known by Your love and truth. Help us not to live a contented, selfish life, unconcerned and unmoved, but to be Your eyes, heart and ears to those around us. In Jesus' name, Amen.
We hope you've been blessed by this devotion. Can you please share this with someone today? These devotions have now been compiled as a book and is available for a small donation towards Urban India Ministries. Please visit our website urbanindia.org to get your copy as well as other resources. God bless.